CliffCentral.com. Tsiki Mazwai was going at Julius Malema, and Julius was going back at Tsiki Mazwai. And I saw this story on Times Live, and I tried to imagine how it affects you and me, and it doesn't in any way. And then I read this awesome piece by Bani Mtomboti. Mm-hmm. He wrote about how if you really are angry that Jacob Zuma is our president and that he has done all the things that he's done as president, which are obviously detrimental to us, who should you blame?
That's a difficult question to answer.
He says three people.
Okay.
And he says they're all full of crocodile tears now, and they've got, you know, they're apologizing for this, and they're saying, oh, he must go. And it's Bladen Zimande, SACP, Zwelin Zimavavi, ex of COSATU, and Julius Malema, ex of the ANC Youth League. They're the people who pushed Zuma into power knowing what a horrible creature he was. So we can thank them. And he said those three men should never be trusted again.
Fair
because
point.
Of what they foisted on us. And they knew full well what they were doing at the time. They thought they could control him. He ended up controlling them. So they're not only full of bad ideas, but they're also bad at implementing them. So he said if there are three people who should be counted out of politics from here on in, that should be ignored, that if you are anti-Zuma, you should also be anti-them. They are Julius, Blade, and Zwelin.
But what of the point of redemption with Julius trying to maybe right the wrongs of previous days? Not that I'm a supporter of his.
They're all three trying. Pretty impartial. I mean, Blade is even trying, and Blade has been, he's still in the cabinet. How can you be in the cabinet and complaining about your boss? You obviously really like those blue light brigades.
Sure.
You know? And you really like having a cushy job. Minister of Higher Education. Show me a varsity he's been to in the last 3 days. So it was a fascinating article, and it just showed, again, the hypocrisy of so many people who are in politics in South Africa. And I just got to thinking, like, shouldn't we aspire to more? You know, America's kicking itself in the head because while a lot of people don't like Donald Trump and others do, America had a great president mm-hmm. in Obama. I know the people who disagree with me vehemently. They had a great president. He was smart. He was diplomatic. He was tactful. He was worldly.
That's actually a good point. What makes a great president? Because some people just believe it's the be-all everything. It's like a replacement for their dad. It's their best friend. Yeah. Like, we need to actually understand what makes a good president. Like diplomacy, like you bring up that word. That's never exercised with South Africa's bunch.
That's the beauty and the curse of democracy, though, because I'm going to pick someone based on what I prioritize first. So if he looks good in a suit, fantastic.
Yeah, some people voted for Al Gore and George W. Bush because they look good in suits.
Yeah, but I just think that's what we got to grow up. Like, I don't look at rugby players like role models. I look at guys that can run a ball over another guy to hopefully score a point, which could result in a positive bet. That's realistic, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't want to have a beer with the guy.
I don't think we've ever had a good president. Maybe with the exception of someone like Nelson Mandela, and there are a lot of people who would still to this day disagree on that. They've got a lot of things to criticize the man on. Thabo Mbeki as well. But I mean, when has this country ever really had a government that did what was best for all of its citizens at the same time?
Not yet. You're right, because of our history.
No, not yet. Also, no, I think they have tried. I think that when the ANC came in, it was really... It attempted to build a better world, and I think it largely succeeded. We are freer than we've ever been. There are people who didn't have houses who now have houses. There are people who didn't have water and electricity who now have water and electricity. There are people in tertiary education who didn't. We have a thriving and growing black middle class. When the ANC started, it had good intentions. Let's not discredit all their very valuable contributions up to now. And with them, everybody they were in partnership with, the trade unions, big business, all of those institutions, the Human Rights Commission, the Constitutional Court, these were all very, very good institutions. Our constitution is laid out very well. I don't think it's fair to say throw the baby out with the bathwater.
Okay, point taken. But now, on the back of Nelson Mandela, who was this many things to many people, right?
Remember, he was just a figurehead.
Yeah, sure. But now, does every president get judged like him, as this guy that the world loves?
Yeah, and is that fair? I think it's fair.
I'd like to use him as a standard.
I would like to have the best possible person to be president, not some average human being.
If you're looking at it purely from a numbers game,
sure.
And every single day you keep hearing about how the majority of people in this country are still on the back foot, purely on numbers.
Okay, but the majority of people in every country are on the back foot. Every country in the world ever.
Which is why we beg the question, what are politicians for exactly?
Now that I like.
What are they there for? Yeah.
There's a good question. How's that at 13 past 6 in the morning? Mubs goes straight to the heart of the matter.
If it's for administration purposes, then there don't need to be so many because there's not much paper to be pushed in the real greater scheme
of things. Okay, so what do we need from what would you like from a politician?
I don't need them to inspire me to wake up in the morning. Life does that to me already, sort of bills. So that rules them out for that.
Okay, so what do you need them for? What would you like a politician to do for you today?
Purely to make sure that seeing as tax is the reality, that tax money is used properly. If therefore we have things like public safety.
Good roads. Public safety. You need
good hospitals.
Water electricity and healthcare. And education.
Yeah.
Is that it?
So there should be five ministers.
How about defending the borders?
No. What's going to happen?
Well, so you think we shouldn't have any armed forces at all?
Well, I'm not saying we don't need armed forces at all, but I mean, does that require one person to really work on really hard? There's an army. Have a general. Like in the good old days.
All right, how about
walks around in the stuff?
All right, so how about foreign relations? That's a sixth minister, because you got to have good trade deals.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, all so right. Now we're building constructively.
What else would you like them to do?
Minister of Fishing, because those Asians are sneaky. With their ships, they rock up all the time and take all our fish.
Oh, here we go.
All right. Okay, see, now we get to seven.
Okay.
All right. Anything else that you really need from government? Do we need social welfare for the poor?
No, we need something better for the poor because nothing's happened. Like, it's the same problem over and over and over. Give, 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 give. We need not so much welfare, but like a more progressive thing. So, yeah, somebody should be in charge of that.
Okay.
But so it needs to be a more progressive plan for upliftment rather than welfare.
Now we got nine ministers. Do we need a department of science and technology, or is that part of education?
Yeah, it's just education.
That should be part of education.
If our tax money is used properly, we'll get the right people in these institutes.
All right. Do we need a department of women and children?
No, because if we could just act properly.
And the handicapped.
If we just behave properly in life, they wouldn't be slighted and downtrodden and stuff like that.
Okay, but we're not going to behave better in life because we live in the real world.
Do we need a deputy president?
No.
No.
The president goes out of the thing, out of office email. Works in any other company.
Out of office response.
I mean, if the president is needed, we've got Skype, we've got email, we've got WhatsApp, we've got satellite phone.
Right.
Seriously, does someone need to be paid a full salary to say yes or no on something?
No.
Bullshit.
All right.
And a lot of the time, I mean, I don't really know what a deputy president does, if I have to be honest.
Makes a lot of money for doing very little.
What is that little that he's doing in his office behind the scenes?
It's to say that someone is in control even when someone's not in control.
It's like the deputy head boy or head girl.
Yeah,
that's what just like a. What the are you there for?
Hey.
It's like you were close, but.
Were you deputy head boy?
Yes.
I was head girl.
Ooh.
Were you?
Wow, my buddy Malloy.
Yeah, primary school.
Oh. Oh, it doesn't count primary school.
Well, can I actually say I hear what you all are saying in terms of what you need on paper, but I'm one of those bourgeoisie, the common people.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
Please, you're the most posh and snobby of all of us.
I'm still one of those people who I actually do like, you know, that annual New Year's greeting from the president, and I want the president to, as corny as it is, to walk into a school for the first day of school and to play with the kids. I get why a lot of people still look at, you know, oh, do they have a pleasing personality? Do they smile? Do they kiss babies? I get it because at, you know, in time, in rough times, you do also want to know, oh, there's someone who's leading you and you're in good hands.
Yeah, but all of that stuff falls under leadership. It doesn't require, you know, if you're the sort of person who leads, then you
That's not the main priority.
Yeah, it's not a PR exercise. Your leadership sets the tone and everybody else makes sure things happen.
This is where movies, again, just completely ruins our reality.
Yeah,
and you know what? We must be worried about charismatic politicians, because Jacob Zuma is very charismatic.
No. He's hugely charismatic,
and that's why he's been able to pull the wool over so many
eyes. Ben is right. We actually don't want people who are good at PR and who have charisma. I mean, they are bad.
I mean, Angela Merkel, she's got the charisma of that fake plant over there. What? But I mean, I'm sure she can run things.
I know. Basically, what I'm saying is, I need Obama back.
But why do you need Obama back?
Because my life is better when Obama is around.
No, your life, you aspire everything. To Obama being like this guy that you wanted to relate to. But does a country need someone like that? Why can't we just have people who just do work? I'm not saying Obama didn't do work, but we had this childlike dream of like having this amazing figure. Oh, look at him. He's so suave. He's so charismatic.
I wonder.
Well, don't worry. We're going to get The Rock in America as the president in the next 10 years. So,
yeah,
we should actually, and Caitlyn Jenner as a senator of something. Yeah. So
we should actually get a politician to actually answer these questions. What do we need you? Why do we need you?
Well, they get very uncomfortable when
who's,
you ask
yeah,
these questions.
Yeah, I was about to ask who's brave enough to answer that.
But we live in an uncomfortable world.
Really? Yeah. Ask Karen Morn that.
Karen Morn.
CliffCentral.com.